I've been trying to do better and be good, but I got in a fight today. Why can't I change?
Maybe it's because you're depending on the wrong things to help you change. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and you're definitely in the right place. 1 John chapter 5, verses 12 and 13 says this: "Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Our story for today is entitled "The Dead Stick." Mark frowned and kicked at a stone as he walked home from school. As he approached Mr. Burke's house, he saw his Sunday school teacher working in the yard. "Hi there, Mark," said Mr. Burke. "How are you today?" "Okay," muttered Mark. He shuffled his toe in the dirt. "But I'm always getting into trouble at school," he added with a sigh. "Since I've been coming to your Sunday school class, I've been trying to change and be good, but I just can't seem to do it. Today I had to stay in at recess because I got into a fight." Mr. Burke leaned on his rake. "I'm sorry to hear that," he said. Mark shrugged. "Like I said, I'm trying to do better, but I guess I'm hopeless." "Oh, no, no, no," said Mr. Burke. "You're not hopeless. I think you're just depending on the wrong things to help you." He picked up a small dead branch that had fallen from a tree. "I was going to plant some fruit trees out back," he said. "I'll water them and put fertilizer around them, and soon they'll bear juicy peaches and apples for me to eat." He held up the dead branch. "Why don't you help me plant this one?" Mark laughed. "That's a dead stick. You know it won't grow anything." Mr. Burke looked at the stick. "True," he said. "A dead stick can't produce fruit. And you know what, Mark? You may be like this stick. You don't have true life either if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior. Have you done that?" "No, I, stammered Mark. "I thought if I just went to church and read the Bible and did stuff like that, I'd be all right." "You said you want to do better, but you need Jesus for that," said Mr. Burke. "Even if you read the whole Bible and go to church and pray, you can't produce the fruit of a Christian life if you don't have Christ's life within you." Mr. Burke smiled at Mark. "Would you like for me to explain how you can receive real life through Christ?" Mark looked at the dead stick lying on the lawn and nodded. So, let me ask you, do you have Christ's life within you, or do you just try hard to be good only to fail? Just like a dead stick can't produce fruit when it's not connected to a living tree, you can't live the Christian life without Jesus. If you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, turn to the ABCs of Salvation, which is found on page 109 of the Keys for Kids printed devotional, and learn how to start a new life today. Our key verse is found in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. It says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." And our key thought, receive Christ's life. You know, if you ever have any questions about the Keys for Kids stories or about God and the Bible, make sure to talk to your parents or maybe a pastor that you know, and they can help answer your questions. You can also ask us here at Keys for Kids. Just go to our website, keysforkids.org, and then click on Contact Us. There you can send us a message about the stories, and we'll make sure to help in any way that we can. So visit us online at keysforkids.org. While you're there, see what else we have to offer. Well, as always, this is Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.